It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Usually you hear him on the synth or the keyboard. But Tony Banks, he also played piano in Genesis, and he celebrates a birthday today. He's 73 years old. Firth of Fifth here, one of Tony Banks' finest moments as a member of Genesis. Signature moment. Tony Banks and Genesis played their last shows last year. Band is done. Phil Collins has just had a number of physical health concerns over the years. He did the whole tour seated as he sang the songs. Voice was not where it was years ago, quite clearly. But the band still sold out all over the place on that farewell tour last year. Tony Banks, one third of the key trio, the core trio of Genesis, 73 years old today. I think we might hear more of Tony Banks a little bit later on in today's program. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for being alongside today. This portion of the show brought to you by Healthy Cell. It's time to upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins. No more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills, not with Healthy Cell's advanced formula that absorbs 165% of vitamin pills. And it tastes great. Check out all of their American-made vitamin blends to find out which one's best for you. And save 20% by using the promo code Gruber. HealthyCell.com and the promo code Gruber to save 20% at HealthyCell.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, talking a bit in that last segment with Pete Hoekstra about TikTok security concerns, these hearings in Washington at the end of last week. Kevin McCarthy today saying the bill in the House will move forward to ban TikTok. Let's hear a little bit. One Q&A from the hearing, and then one bite from CBS this week. This weekend from CBS, Margaret Brennan. It's your Congressman Tim Walberg, first frequent guest here on the Steve Gruber Show, Michigan congressman, member of the panel interviewing the CEO of TikTok, Xiao Chu. And this is Congressman Walberg, his back and forth with CEO of TikTok, Xiao Chu. Cut one.
We rely on global interoperability, and we have employees in China. So, yes, the Chinese engineers do have access to global data.
They have access to global data.
We have heard.
Not storage.
No, storage has always been in Virginia and Singapore. The physical service.
You have no access to storage, to American data today.
That's not what I said. I said...
So you do have access to American data, and you have storage of American data.
The American data has always been stored in Virginia and Singapore in the past. And access of this is on an as-required basis
as
by our engineers globally...
Who?
By engineers for business purposes.
By engineers?
This is a private company.
ByteDance?
ByteDance.
The Communist Party?
No.
Why? How can you say that?
This is a,
if they have
a
access.
Private business. This is a private business.
That's Congressman Walberg and the CEO of TikTok on the back and forth about private data. Now, I think Congressman Walberg is aware, I want to speak for him, that private companies do collect data. What he's trying to get on the record is the TikTok CEO saying, yes, we collect that data. Yes, we store that data. And then who has access to it inside the company? And does that include the owner's ByteDance, which is an arm of the Chinese Communist Party? And what can they do with that data? I don't use TikTok. No one in my family uses TikTok. I don't think I think it's a massive security concern. I think it's odd that so many people, especially young people who have security concerns about, say, Twitter, Facebook, Google. They don't want to, you know, there are people who don't want to talk in rooms with you know, Alexa devices or Google devices. They're afraid they're listening all the time and spying on you and picking up keywords and key phrases and yet have no problem. There's a whole story in USA Today about young people who love TikTok and think Congress is ridiculous for having the hearing or considering a ban on TikTok. They simply don't care that their personal information is being hoovered up by the company and being shared with the Chinese Communist Party. And it might not be important today or tomorrow, but sometime down the road, it might be very important to the Chinese Communist Party to have personal information on you that they can use. Let's go to CBS this week with Martha, not Martha Raddatz, sorry. This is Margaret Brennan. Margaret Brennan on CBS and Senator Mark Warner talking about last week's hearings on TikTok. Cut one.
The Commerce Secretary, though, recently said that the politician in her thinks a ban will mean losing every voter under 35 forever. And if you look at use of TikTok, I mean, just last week, President Biden showed up in celebrity videos on TikTok from the White House. Plenty of lawmakers, including your Democratic colleague, Senator Cory Booker, uses it. A number of House progressives use it. Given how important this platform is to Democrats, can you actually get TikTok taken care of before 2024 when you might need it for political outreach?
Well, Margaret, I think there's a lot of creative activity that goes on TikTok. But I absolutely believe that the market, if TikTok goes away, the market will provide another platform. And at the end of the day, that could be an American company, it could be a Brazilian company, it could be an Indian company. All those
right,
companies
operate. But the Commerce Secretary is saying there's a political cost if it goes away. And that's what she fears.
I think, listen, I have met with Gina Raimondo on this issue. I think she will make very clear that she believes TikTok is a threat as well.
Mark Warner, a Democrat senator from Virginia. And he's right. This is actually turning into a bipartisan issue in Washington for the most part, outside of outliers like AOC and a few others, in which lawmakers rightfully so are concerned about TikTok and ByteDance and what happens to personal data. That's why TikTok's being banned by governments, not just in the U.S., but around the world, and even here in Michigan, except for the governor's office. Have to post those videos of her trying on different sort of coats and sweaters, right? That's what you do on TikTok. There are serious concerns here. The hearings did nothing to assuage those fears, and we're going to see a bill in the House this week, more than likely, Kevin McCarthy says, to move forward with a ban on TikTok. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Can you go anywhere and find an endeavor in society where we've come to accept and tolerate an adult, and even kids, treating another adult the way we allow spectators, coaches, and players to treat a high school game official? Can you? No one has the right to abuse game officials. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.